Has the jury reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor. We find the defendant guilty of being completely loved by God, so precious to the Father that he gave his only Son. And we also find the defendant totally forgiven of sin and therefore righteous in the Lord's eyes.
On earth, a jury's verdict focuses on whether or not we've done something wrong. But as Christians, we need to be convicted in a totally different way. An example next on today's edition of Grace Walk. Author and speaker Dr. Steve McVeigh.
I was preaching in a church some time ago, and I felt like I needed to do something that I've not done real often. I prayed a prayer like this. I said, Lord, I pray that your Spirit will convict these people, not of their sin, but of their righteousness. You know, it's very common when we go to church to be convicted about our sins, our misbehavior. But the Bible tells us in John 16:8 that when the Holy Spirit comes, not only will he convict the world concerning sin, but the scripture says, and of righteousness and judgment. I ask you the question, have you been convicted of your righteousness as a child of God? If you are in Jesus Christ, the Bible says, by virtue of his life within you, you have been made righteous. May God convict us of who we are in him.
If you'd like to check out God's verdict in greater detail, call Grace Walk at 1-800-472-2311 and ask for a copy of Steve McVeigh's free fact sheet, Who You Are in Christ. It'll give you an encouraging glimpse of yourself, the way God sees you, and help you understand that what the Lord wants from you is a relationship, not a resume. That's 1-800-GRACE-11. Or visit our website at gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.